Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edwin McCain hanging out with us right now in the studio. And Edwin, last time you were in, we didn't have this segment, but we've got a new segment on the show, and Heidi's even got a little theme song for it.
Oh, please.
Because I have new pets at home. Heidi, would you like to go ahead and introduce me?
It's ferret time with Tom.
We're working on
ferret time with Tom. I like that.
There you go.
I like that. Ferret time. You have ferrets?
I have ferrets now. I am an exotic pet owner, and I used to make fun of people who had weird pets like that, but my daughter is 9 years old, going on 16, and she convinced her mother first that we should get ferrets, and then my wife looked into it and was like, oh, you got to get two so they won't be lonely, and the next thing you know, I got two rodents pooping all over my house.
Oh, God.
And so I'm trying to litter train them. And I bring this up because I imagine you as having unusual pets, too.
I have the same love for my daughter, and I love my daughter so much that I now live in a house with a chihuahua.
Okay, so a chihuahua.
Which is, it's got to be light years worse than ferrets.
No, believe it or not, I'm not sure. Ferrets are pretty messy, interesting creatures. They're cute, but they're chihuahuas, I don't know.
Chihuahuas have none of those qualities.
Okay.
Oh, they are cute.
My sister-in-law had a chihuahua that was mean.
He's so schizophrenic. I mean, he's barking at me 1 minute. And, like, I give him bacon and scratch his belly. Right. And I've made every diplomatic move I can make, and he's hateful.
Exactly.
And I would shoot him out of a potato cannon on television and not feel anything.
Yes.
Okay, I just want you all, but I won't, because I love my dog.
Right, right.
It's funny. You know, and hers was the same way. It was like it would make that vicious and even nibble or bite your finger.
Yeah. Have you seen that guy on the internet who talks about petting his dog and it raises his oxytocin levels? And as he's petting the dog, it's eating his hand, going absolutely ape nuts.
Yeah.
It's so funny to watch. But it's a chihuahua. It's another chihuahua.
Yeah.
There is something wrong with chihuahuas. I will give you that.
And listen, I'm going to get all this hateful stuff from the chihuahua Lovers Association, but whatever. If you love him so much, come get him.
That's funny. Well, I got these ferrets. I didn't know what to expect. And first of all, you're supposed to be able to litter train them, but that proved to be difficult for our ferrets. And ferrets don't poop like dogs or people. They're like a fire hydrant, and it's more like a fire hose, I guess. It just a huge
spray.
And it's like an instant on, instant off, and it's just a spray of mess.
Okay.
So you don't just go around and with a tissue and pick a clump up. You get a carpet steamer and have to clean the rug. So it was not fun trying to get these guys to where they are now, which is about 90% potty trained, which is like still way not good enough.
Do they know their names?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
They are domesticated. They're not wild animals. They are friendly. They don't run from you. They, you know, stick around if they get out of their cage. They don't run for the hills.
Tell them the names.
Bo or Bojangles.
Yeah,
and
so if he gets out of line, they're going to eat it fried.
Okay.
And then Nibbles, and that's because she bites the crap out of you a lot. Actually,
Nibbles.
Now, I will go, and we've got a little enclosure where it's outside of the cage, but it's still kind of these plastic little walls, and I'll get in there with him and lay down. And just let him run around in your clothes and stuff. It's cute, right?
Yeah.
Except for Bojangles has gotten to where he'll climb in my shirt, and then once he thinks I'm not paying attention, he bites my belly.
Ow.
Or my nipple. He bit my nipple the other day.
Well, you can't, if you lose a nipple to a ferret,
that you can't tell anyone that.
No.
Well, you know, and you got that experience with your infant, you know.
No.
When you were shirtless as a little, you know, when you had the holding your baby,
no,
and you didn't have a shirt on,
no,
and it me either.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. I will say this. If I ever do lose a nipple to a ferret, I won't tell anyone that I did. But
yes, you will.
Okay. So
yeah, I probably will.
There's a YouTube video where this idiot picks up a beaver and it bites his nipple off, and it's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Darwinism at work. It's fantastic.
Look that up.
It's so awesome. This beaver is like, why are you picking me up? He's like, look, it's a beaver.
How do you even pick a beaver up?
I don't know. Look it up. It's on YouTube.
You go, hello, this is, beaver.
Yeah, I just admitted.
We just lost 100,000 people who just grabbed their phone right now and they're looking for the beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heidi.
Proving your point that I have not been bored in the last 5 years.
Yeah, so.
Well, Tom, we're just so happy that you're educating us on ferrets. Ferret time is a very special time for all of us.
I want to learn more about beavers.
Let's do beaver time with Tom. Or that might be with Heidi. She seems to know more about them than I do.
Hello, beaver.
Okay.
As easy as that, Tom.
I don't even know how we got here, but we did.
You invited me here this morning.
It was Edmund's fault.
Oh, we would have got here without you, Edmund.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.